guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. As you notice, I've got the headphones on. It is video review night. The guy I'm going to talk about today is, he's got a YouTube channel here called Alexander Grace. I think it's a good channel, but it's very not striking at the heart of what I think is the issue between guys and girls. He touches on a lot of the subjects, but I think he gives them a pass. For example, the video that I'm going to review today, he did about a 15 or 16 minute video. He had one of his female friends use his picture, make a profile for him as a guy, and put it up on Tinder. I think it was Tinder, the dating app. Maybe it was Bumble or something. But and he said, okay, you create a profile and go for it. And they did this, and at the end of his 15 minute video, the takeaway was women should probably maybe try to make a profile with a guy on there and see how hard it is for men. Wah, wah. Yeah, that's kind of his takeaway on that. So instead of that, I'm going to actually give you the real reasons why you shouldn't date, and we're going to talk about all the difficulties men have and why online swiping is dead unless you're Captain America. So here we go. All right, we'll get started, and this is, again, Alexander Grace.
Hey guys, I've got a bit of an experiment today. I'm going to call up a friend of mine, Sada. I'm going to get her to create a Tinder account using pictures of me. So she's going to create a male account, and then she's going to have the experience of trying to get women on that app to date her.
So as we know, and I have to chunk this up, otherwise, again, YouTube hits me with a mark. As we know, it's mostly with men, at least most men, it's going to be finances. It's, does he have a good game? Does he have a good voice? Does he carry himself well? Is he popular? And last is he good looking? But five of those things you really cannot convey on a dating app by swiping. So that puts a men that are not exceptionally good looking at a very strong disadvantage, because they don't swipe on you unless they think you're attractive. So unless you hit that visual buzz, you don't even get a shot.
And I want you to see if you can get a woman to go on a date with you. I want you to chat up women, and I want you to report back to me what your experience is like as a man on this dating app.
It isn't good.
I've got this one that seems pretty standard. It's just a photo of me looking at...
I'm going to interrupt this. Okay. When he's got a bit of the stubble thing going on, and with studio lighting like this, he looks pretty good. He's got a little bit of the widow's peak showing. But, I mean, other than that, looking at him, he'd look better on a dating profile than my crusty backside would.
The camera... I chose this one. It's from a few years ago, like a boat cruise that I took, and this one is kind of just to troll her a little bit, make it a little bit harder.
I think he's a decent enough looking guy, no homo. So I would think if he had as good a shot as anybody on one of these dating apps, I'd say he represents the average guy pretty well.
So I already put his pictures on Tinder, and I invented some bio, just some simple stuff. Hi, my name is Alex. I live and work in Lisbon as a psychologist, looking for a nice lady to develop a meaningful relationship with and enjoy the pleasures of life.
Boring. Boring, but remember, this is the woman making the profile. So this is how she thinks that other women would... Is hello, I'm a psychologist looking for a nice lady. I don't know about you, but anybody that comes up and is like, hi, ladies, that's kind of skeevy right to begin with. But this is her deal, and she puts it together, and this is what she thinks women want to hear. It's Captain Nice Guy. It's not going to get her anywhere, but this is, again, what she thinks, and she's 18, I think, so she hasn't had a lot of time out there playing the game to kind of know these things.
This is day 3 of Tinder operation, and it's going well. On the first day, we only got 5 matches, and I was like, I was stressing out. I was just like, this is going to be much harder than what I was thinking. I mean, I thought this was going to be like easy peasy, okay. I'm going to text these women, and these women are going to want to go on a date with me, and I'm going to match a lot, and that didn't happen.
Yeah. So if you think things are going great because you got five matches, in the meantime, there's a video here on YouTube where a guy set up a profile as a hot girl and he left it overnight and he had something like 4,000 matches. So in the first, this is like day three, she said. So by day one, you have five matches. That's not awesome. Now, she does mention she gets more matches later on, but she wasn't being selective. She was just like swiping through. So if the woman had a couple extra pounds or a lot of extra pounds or maybe didn't wasn't very pretty, then she might get that match. But it counts as a match. But is that anybody you really want to waste your time with, talking to, getting to know, and maybe going out on a date? Not so much.
That I don't know why the hell did she match with me. I mean, the whole conversation was just pure pain, pure agony. She was like answering with two or three words in each message, and I was like, why? Stop this. Stop. I asked her to if she wanted to go on a date with me. She was lucky that I asked her because she was being literally like pain. I asked if she wanted to go on a date with me, and she was like, no, but thanks.
I've said this many, 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 many times. A lot of these women are either A, in a relationship and they're curious and feeling things out about if I leave the guy I'm with now, what do you know, are people going to find me attractive? That's number one. So she may be fishing a little bit. Number two, maybe she's all right with the guy she has, but she's just bored. There are a lot of women have said they just do this for something to do. Number three, I believe it was in New York City they did a poll, and up to 75% of the women were just going on dates to get a bite to eat. Yes, I forget what they called it, but they had a funny word for it. But basically, women are just looking for something to eat. And again, it's just a way to get some affirmation. Oh, lots of people like me. I feel pretty today. And done. Or they don't really get engaged. So she's finding out what it's like to not have anybody really respond to you, and what it's like to carry the weight of a boring conversation. It's not fun.
Day two, I was blown away. I mean, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the real deal. We got more 28 matches. 28, it's a lot. Let's be honest here. On average, those women were not that good looking. I'm not being selective, and I think that's a problem here. I'm just swiping like a maniac and see what I can get. I don't think I should do that anymore. I want to try a different approach. I want to be more selective, and I'm going to try to think more like a man.
Yeah, when you swipe on everybody, that means if you're a six guy or a seven guy and you swipe on everything, that means you're going to get matches from ones, twos, threes, fours, maybe some fives and sixes, maybe. That doesn't mean you want to waste your time with them, so those don't even count as matches, really.
So this is day five, and at this point, I am not motivated. I am not happy with the results. On day three, I got 13 matches. Yesterday, I got one, and today, I got one. In the beginning, I had lots of matches, but I wasn't actually being selective. And let's be honest here, I was matching with women that were not that attractive. I was getting like women on mid-30s higher.
Say it with me, guys. Mid-30s, not attractive. Shocking. Of course, that's who you were matching with. And I don't know, I think she said somewhere like he's 27 or 28. So a 28-7, who's matching with him? 35-year-old fours and fives, because she's even saying they weren't that attractive. Oh boy, I can't wait to get all over that. I can't wait to get out there and date again. But again, so we're getting low effort. We're getting no responses. We're getting people that are much older, 7, 8 years older than this guy is, and not as good looking as he is. That's who is responding. It's just a waste of time. And again, I know he doesn't have the most exciting profile, but like she said, you couldn't even get him to speak. How are you supposed to? You could be funny like a comedian and have a personality that's great and have money like Elon Musk, unless you take a picture of your banking account. How do you even get the opportunity to express what kind of guy you are, or share your personality or your life experiences or whatever, when they won't even talk to you? What's the point?
What amazed me wasn't this decrease of matches, was actually the replying. I mean, how can I get these women to go on a date with me if they don't even reply to me? I was so confused. I mean, if we match, why aren't we talking? I matched with so many and I got no response. I saw a lot of like Instagram stuff, follow me on Instagram, and I didn't thought this would happen.
Validation. They're looking for validation. Look, if you're in a relationship and you don't feel good about yourself, or you're single and you don't feel good about yourself, it's real easy if you're in a city or a metropolitan, or even a smallish area. I mean, not in the middle of nowhere, but you're having a bad day and you don't feel pretty. Just swipe, and before you know it, you'll be like, no, he's not too bad looking, and he matched with me. He's not too bad looking, and he matched with me. Oh, I don't want to meet any of them. I just want to feel better about myself, and I'm bored. That's what these dating apps are, unless you're incredibly good looking, and it's a woman that's a 7 getting an opportunity at a 10. Then even if she's got a boyfriend and she's happy, she may still make the leap. But other than that, you're just wasting time.
Like, the man doesn't reply to me. Like, that doesn't happen. If I compare an experience that a woman has on a dating app and that a man has on a dating app, it's much different.
It's like the video I did 2 videos ago where I was talking about the psychology exercise that they did, where women on campus went out to men and just said, hey, I saw you across the room. You're very attractive. Would you like to go to bed with me or sleep with me? 75% of the men were like, yeah, all right. 0% of the women were. Zero. So, you know, men are driven by looks. Women are driven by status, power, etc. You cannot express anything but looks on these apps. It's just a waste.
I didn't thought this would be like this, because I find Alex, in terms of looks, good looking and interesting. I put he was a damn psychologist. That's super interesting. I don't know if people get depressed after being on a dating app, but I don't know. I just feel like down.
You can tell that Alex does not send her the tingles, because she makes it very, very clear. She's like, let's play this again here. Alex doesn't send any tingles here.
Because I find Alex, in terms of looks, good looking.
See, in terms of good looks, he's good looking.
Interesting. I put he was a damn psychologist. That's super interesting. I don't know if...
I put Alex down as, well, is his looks, and he's interesting. Well, his looks aren't bad, and he's interesting. That doesn't drive attraction. That doesn't make a woman want you. It doesn't, there's none of that bad boy, there's none of that, you know, sarcasm, there's none of that raw, and she even feels it with him. But the thing is, these other girls wouldn't know, because they didn't even talk.
People get depressed after being on a dating app, but I don't know. I just feel like down.
Yeah, it's depressing.
There are maybe some psychological effects from this whole thing. I mean, I'm down now, and it's not even my damn picture and my damn life, but I'm down. I really thought I would get a better response. I mean, I just don't know. I thought this was going to be more easy. Like, oh, I really wasn't expecting this. I don't want to do this again.
Yeah, it'll bum you out. You know, you think like, ah, man, maybe I'll see if I can swipe, maybe get some semi-casual going, and maybe get a little hit it and quit it action. And you get on there and you're like, man, they must think I'm ugly, or I'm short, or I'm whatever, or I'm this, or I'm that. They don't know anything about you, but it will make you feel bad when you see girls that are so-so, and you can't even get a match with them. It's ridiculous.
Have you had a good week or a bad week with Tinder? Was it a success or a failure?
I think it was a failure. I had like lots of expectations on what would go on and what would like happen, and it was like the complete opposite. In terms of matching, I got some success, but then the replying was a nightmare.
You know, when I did a video a while back about one woman that kept track of all her swipes, and she started at 10,000 matches, and then had like 1,000 that she actually read their profile. Like, she was just, he's cute, he's cute, he's cute. Out of 10,000 matches, something like 1,000 of them, she actually contacted. Out of those 1,000, I think it boiled down to maybe, 100 or something like that that she got to know a little bit. And then it was something like 20 that she got to know a little more than that. And I don't remember exactly. I'd have to go back and look at my old video. And then she got to know like a few more. And then she set up with like 10 dates or 8 dates. And she actually ended up going on 2. And she actually ended up dating 0 of them.
I just think it's a little bit difficult for me to invite them to go on a date with me if they don't even reply. And this happened like a lot. A lot.
Okay, so you've got Hi, Lua, you're right, and you got no reply.
See, that's again the that's the I really don't care. I'm just doing to see if this guy might find me attractive. Oh, he does. Okay, I feel better about myself. I'm gonna go about my day now, or I'm bored or whatever. It has nothing to do with meeting people. It's just validation. It's just shallow. They're feeling bad about themselves, and this makes them feel better, or pretty, or special, or desired, or something.
Gabriella. Hi, Gabriella. No reply. Same thing again. Madalena. Como estas, Madalena? And then no reply. Maria, how are you? No reply. Melissa, and how are you? No reply. I'm certainly picking up a trend here. Vanessa didn't reply. Elizabeth didn't reply.
The reason why I had to flip that is again because I don't want the computer algorithms here at YouTube to mark this as being copied. But you see, it's you're even if you do match, even if you do send a couple of sentences, you're wasting your time. That is the takeaway from this. He never gets to that point, though.
In the conversations, I had like to lead the conversation. Some of them put zero effort. In the last days, I was like, I hate this. I don't want to do this again. It's weird to me. This whole thing, it's weird because guys don't do this on dating apps. They just don't stop replying. They don't do that. Like, they don't ghost. And it's weird that women do that so often.
Guys are not on dating apps for validation. Guys do not go, I don't feel pretty today. I don't feel thin and attractive today. I need to feel important. Let me see if these girls like me. Oh, they do. Yay, I feel better about myself. And go about your day. No, that's not how that works. Women do that. Guys are on there for two reasons: dating or getting laid. That's it. Those two. That's it. That's all. Not for friends, not for long term, like, hey, I'm a single dad of two. Love me for the way I am. Must take me as a package deal. No, none of that. Guys are on there to maybe meet somebody to date, or to get some action. That's it. Women are on there for those two things only with Superman. The rest is validation.
Because today I got zero matches. Yesterday one, the other day one, and I just feel like Tinder is just unfair as hell. This is all very weird reality. And maybe I was like ignorant. I didn't know this was like this. I just feel sorry for like guys and stuff. Like, no, I don't think this is good for anyone, really.
It's not healthy. It won't make you feel good. No reason to feel sorry for us. It is what it is. I feel sorry for some more. I feel more sorry for the guys that match up with some of these girls and get in over their heads because some of them are real nightmares.
Were you confident going in that you'd have the skills to be able to make these women attracted to you?
Yeah. I was like, I know what they want to hear. I know what they want. I was so confident. I was so confident. I was like, I know what they want.
Yeah, and these dating coaches, I don't think they realize today you don't even get a word out. You're going to be talking to yourself. They have hundreds of guys and hundreds of messages. It's exceptionally hard to set yourself away from the rest of the pack, especially when you don't even get a chance to talk unless you're going to put like a monologue out there. And yes, some will say, oh, if you put this and you're kind of funny, you're sarcastic, and you might get a response, and then you can do this and.
Would you encourage other women to do this experiment, to just try creating a male dating profile on Tinder just to see what it's like? Do you think that would be a valuable experience for women to go through?
Of course. Of course. Absolutely. They should feel this. They should know, like, this is. Just to see, just to not ghost, just to stop some actions. Maybe this will make them act a little bit different in some other context.
Nope, it won't. It won't. Here's the thing. She's 18. She sounds like a reasonable, intelligent, normal, young woman. That is not who's on the dating apps. I can probably bet you that if she's in university or college, she has attention from nice guys. Maybe she's going out on dates with nice guys. Maybe she's playing the field at a college. But either way, it's obvious she doesn't have to be on these dating apps because she's not on them, because she doesn't understand kind of the environment that they're in. Ultimately, it's just a waste of time. Maybe you get a couple matches. Maybe you get a few matches. But then by the time you weed out the ones that, I guess looking in that photo, I only swiped quickly, but that photo, she's kind of not my type. All right, never mind that one. Okay, she seems okay. I've sent 2 messages and she hasn't responded in a week. This one's like one word answers. By the time you get done through all that, you're at 0.003% or whatever it is. Don't waste your time. Guys, I'll leave the link to this down below if you want to watch the whole video portion of it. Give it a view. I've given you like 70% of it. I cut out just a little bit here and there. You've gotten mostly the gist of it. But the gist isn't, suggest women to go through this and maybe they'll see what it's like for guys. No, really the real message here is don't waste your time. He's got almost 500,000 views on this, so it's resonating with people. But I'm telling you now, it's an absolute waste of time. But if you like man on the street type stuff, he does some interesting stories. I just think the message he comes with at the end is very traditional, like, oh, if girls could only understand and see what it's like for a guy, butterflies, rainbows, and cuddly kittens. He doesn't come to the hardcore end of it, which is don't bother, don't waste your time, and they're never going to see what it's like to see things from a guy's view. So, guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have supported me directly, thank you very much. It is always awesome. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I am Joker. This is Better Bachelor. And remember, the only thing a dating app will do for 95% of us, make you bummed out, make you feel bad about yourself, waste your time, waste your data, waste your electricity, and just frustrate you. Don't bother. There's other things you can do with your life.